Pastor Greg speaking.
Hey, Greg, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Hey, I don't know if you remember, we actually were in contact, let's see here, looks like it was a couple months ago, about some of the programs that we had to offer, or working capital equipment financing, but at the time you said there's nothing really in the pipeline, maybe we should just check back in towards the end of the year here. So that's what I'm doing, giving a friendly call, seeing how business has been, see if you have anything that we can possibly help out with.
Business is very good. We're not buying any equipment just yet, but we're close, so definitely, you know, if you check in every couple of months or so, it'd be fine.
Yeah, is there like a typical time of the year where you kind of do look at bringing on equipment? Do you guys sit down, look at the books, and check?
No, it's strictly a matter of need. So
right now
we're at capacity. We're at about 85% capacity, and the moment that hits 110, where I'm working 6-7 days a week, then I start buying equipment. That's basically
it. How's business been for you guys this year since we last talked? You still just getting into the busy season? Is the end of the year more along the lines of some like a busy part?
No, we it kind of varies from time to time. There's not really a busy season for us, so we've been going pretty well. I mean, what I've been hearing out there, some other shops and stuff are kind of slow. You know, I'm hearing that from the sales guys too. But we're in pretty good shape right now.
And Greg, you're absolutely right. The division of the bank that I work in, I specialize in providing financing programs to machine shops in the manufacturing industry. And everybody I've pretty much encountered, except for a few, you know, diamonds in the roughs, they say that it's a very slow year. And a lot of it has to do with two reasons. One's the election, and two is oil. My customers are mainly out on the East Coast, and they deal directly with oil companies. And since, you know, oil is taking a huge hit, nobody's really having any work for anybody right now.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that would be a big part of it. You know, it's a strange cycle. You know, I'm in the medical world, so, you know, listen, people don't stop getting sick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of keeps us going here. But for guys in the oil industry, I guess that they got to be choking.
You know? Yeah. So what affects your industry? You create what, medical devices, correct?
Yeah. Well, we make parts for medical devices. So
okay.
What we see, you know, really it's kind of a watch. The only thing that really affects me is when one company buys out another company. You know,
okay.
If one of my customers gets chewed up by another customer, and then all of a sudden they have a group of vendors that they've been working with, and all of a sudden the buyers all change, and, you know, they change the process and and all this. But in medical, it's very painful to move parts around. It's not something that, you know, they could just do willy-nilly. So the majority of the time, you know, when you have parts that are going inside the body, and you got a vendor who's making it, who's not, you know, grossly falling down late and quality problems, it's very hard to move that part. You know, they don't want to. They're not looking to save a nickel on a part that's making them, you know, 300% profit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can understand that. And you know, kind of give you a little feedback on my end here in regards to what's going on in the financial world. This election is just becoming a pain in our asses, to be honest with you, man. And the reason being is because no matter which candidate becomes elected, what's going to happen is essentially the Fed is going to increase rates. So with higher interest rates, you know, there's a trickle-down effect where the local banks are going to increase their rates, people like us are going to increase our rates. And I've been telling my clients, for example, I had a client out in Dover, Ohio. He has a machine shop just like you, but he's in the oil industry. And I told him, hey, with everything that's going on right now, it's best that you lock in your rates for equipment. I was able to get him a CNC machine. He needed a new mill, and I got him on a great rate over a 5-year term, and he was happy with it because I told him if interest rates are going to go up, hey, why not just get something right now that you know you can afford and you know you can make the payments on before things start slowing down, really, and everything becomes too expensive.
Rates are going to increase because of the presidency.
Well, when a new office comes in, what happens is it's just like a cycle in itself, too. So when a new office comes in, that means new legislation, new people making the decisions, and there's nobody really hindering the Fed on increasing the interest rates. So it's like a two-part system, if you think about it, where you have the politics of, I guess, the economy, so geopolitical things affecting it. It really just kind of depends on, I guess, if you think about it. Let's say, for example, if Hillary gets in, right? What's she going to do? She's going to increase taxes. She's going to happen to, and when increased taxes comes in, people need to make more money. How do they make more money? They increase their interest rates. Banks need to increase their interest rates to keep up with everything so that they get paid a bit more from their customers when their customers are becoming, I guess, treated with higher taxes. It's like a trickle-down effect, and it's chaotic, essentially.
Either way, it's going to be fun for everybody, huh?
Yeah, fun or just sucks all around.
You know what? My opinion is always the same. You know, if you put your head down and work, you can't pay attention to the things that are going around you. Just try and make money.
And you know what? You're not wrong. You're absolutely right. If you can push through it, I recommend pushing through it. And if there's a time where it comes where you need to bring on new equipment, I'm right here. I'm a phone call away, Greg, and I love to at least be able to earn your business the right way. And at least have my hat thrown in the ring here. So how about I do this? I think I do have your email. Is it just greg@astrotool.net?
That's correct.
Okay. I will reshoot over my contact information to you so you have me on file here. And if something ever does come up in the next couple months, but before I follow up with you, feel free to give me a call. I'm sure we can at least do a little business and help you out here.
Great.
All right, Greg. It's good catching up with you, man. You take care. Good luck with everything, and I'll be in contact with you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye now.